This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming up quickly, Umpqua Strong, the annual event happening again. Len McAllister, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle, for having me.
So, for maybe somebody who might not be as familiar, explain what Umpqua Strong is all about.
Umpqua Strong is a 501c3 organization that was created after the tragic UCC shooting that we had here within the community. And that organization created a 9K, 5K run walk in honor of the 9 beautiful lives that were taken from us, as well as the survivors and the first responders, just in honor and to remember them.
Now, since then, as the event has gone on, things have kind of evolved a bit. Talk about what you have planned for this year.
Well, for this year, we're going to be having the event again out at Wildlife Safari. We're going to do the 9K, 5K run walk. There's also the virtual for anybody who wants to participate, and there's the kids event.
And now the virtual thing's got an interesting angle. That kind of came along during COVID, but now it also kind of gives you an opportunity to get people that maybe used to live here that don't anymore, but still want to contribute and participate and all that, an opportunity to get involved.
Absolutely. So it's a great way that anybody who's outside of the area can participate, as well as those that are here who can't participate on that day. They can participate and make their own team and do it either later that day or earlier in the week, and just come and help honor and remember.
And you mentioned the idea of teams. Explain how that works.
Well, anybody can create a team and everybody can join. Basically, they can have 2 people or more, and we like to encourage that. We even have a competition where the largest team wins a prize.
Wow. So a lot going on there. Talk about the course at Wildlife Safari.
The course this year, we're looking at maybe changing it up a little bit. It's not going to be as zigzaggy. We're going to extend it out a little bit onto Looking Glass Road, but it's going to start there at the drive-through and go down Wildlife Safari Drive, down Looking Glass Road, and back up to the drive-through.
All right, so a chance to get out there and see a little bit of the area while you're out there and help out at the same time. So you obviously cost to do this. How much do people pay?
Well, from now until September 5th, it is $30. That includes a shirt. And then starting September 6th until September 23rd, it will be $20 with no shirt.
And what do you do with these funds?
The funds all go back to the community towards nonprofit organizations and memorial scholarships.
And obviously, it's been a lot of work to keep this going for several years. What motivates you to do that?
Well, for me, it's just the families and the first responders and the survivors. I want to pay honor and tribute to them for everything that's happened. That's what motivates me every single day and every year.
And if people want to find out more about it, how do they get connected to all the information and registration, et cetera?
Well, they can go to umpquastrong.net, or they can also, when they go on that, there's a phone number. They can contact us at that phone number.
All right. Len McAllister talking about Umpqua Strong. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.